Moncrief on News Talk.
Given that most towns in Ireland have, or used to have, a handball alley or two, why hasn't the sport grown more in this country? Alil Martin is director of a documentary entitled Hit the Wall, which can be streamed on the TG Cahir Player. Alil, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So, how long have people played handball in Ireland for?
Well, basically, there's records that go back to in 1527, there's a notice to say you're not allowed to play handball on the walls of Galway town. So that's the first kind of historical notice of it. But it also, there's records in Egypt going back to 2000 BC of ball and wall games. So it's certainly been around for a long time, and it's been in Ireland for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Right, okay. Well, we'll assume that the Egyptian version wasn't, under GAA rules or anything. When the GAA was founded, though, was handball at that stage one of the central sports?
So I'm not an expert on it, but I know that it was included originally, but they didn't have an official All-Ireland until 1924. So last year was the centenary year of it being in under the GAA umbrella.
Right, okay. And so, and did that sort of rank a little bit among some handball players that, well, maybe it was the centenary, maybe not?
There'd be a little bit of feeling that, maybe that, kind of, to call it 100 years, it's technically only 100 years of GAA, whereas some people would say, it's the oldest of the three GAA sports. People would contend that it's older than football and hurling by many years. So, but I think everyone was just happy to see a little bit more kind of press around handball, and it was a good celebration of the sport.
Yeah, and I'm old enough to remember, when I was a young fella seeing handball alleys all over the gaff. So, what happened to it? Is it fair to say it has, died off a little? No, I know it's still in existence, but it's not as common, let's say, than it used to be.
No, it's definitely declined in popularity. Like you say, back in the kind of 50s, 60s, it would have been very popular. Every town and village would have had alleys. And then basically, as the country got a little bit richer, as other sports kind of came into people's lives, handball started to die off a little bit. And then famously one year there was a tournament due to be held and it was entirely rained out. And so the decision was made to move the sport indoors, to start playing in indoor alleys. And then once it went indoors, there's kind of the idea is that maybe it became a little bit invisible. And that's why you'll see an awful lot of alleys around the country that are kind of falling down and derelict. I think there's 900 handball alleys in Ireland and 800 of them are abandoned at the moment.
Crikey. And so probably a lot of people listening will be aware of one that is abandoned and there's moss growing all over them and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the documentary, I didn't know anything about handball. I didn't play it or anything. But in my hometown down the road from us, there's an alley that's in the woods and it's barely visible anymore because the trees have basically kind of eaten it. I thought that was quite an interesting visual and you'll see them all around the country. So they're kind of almost like, tombstones to this sport that was once so popular. So, that's kind of what got me interested.
And I suppose actually a lot of people might pass them and not realise it's a handball alley. They might think it's half a house or something that's and the other bit collapsed or something like that.
Yeah.
So the indoor alleys, where are they now? There's one in Croke Park, is there?
So there's a very good one in Croke Park. The new National Handball Centre was opened 2 years ago. So that's just right next to Croke Park Stadium. And those alleys are all state-of-the-art. The World Championships of Handball was held there last year. So those are, they're great alleys. But like that, it's just kind of to maybe raise a little bit of awareness. I think not everyone knows that they're out there.
And so when they have World Championships, what other countries play the sport?
So Ireland and the Americas are definitely the big players in this iteration of handball. The USA, Mexico and Canada would all send over players. I think there was some Japanese players as well came over. The big players are definitely Ireland and America. And the Irish players have been really dominating for the last 30 years.
Right. Are there other variants of handball that other countries play?
Yeah, there's loads. So Ireland would claim to be the home of handball, but then Spain and France would also claim to be the home of different versions. So in Basque country, there's Palata, which is quite popular in small pockets there. So there's a lot of different versions of it. I think that's maybe why it hasn't become as popular because there's so many different kind of splintered versions of it that it's hard to kind of bring it all under one umbrella.
And say the people who are playing it in Ireland and who are taking part in world championships, I mean, are they training? Is it like being a football player or a hurling player that they're very intense training and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, so that's what we really focused in on the documentary is that like the elite players in Ireland, they train the exact same as like a top hurler or a soccer player or any kind of elite sportsman. There's a sense that kind of within handball, it's a cool environment and everyone, nobody takes themselves too seriously, but they do take the sport incredibly seriously. And so, yeah, they're training and it's incredibly competitive. Like,
yeah. Is it men and women who play it?
Yeah, men and women. So it's singles is kind of the main focus, but there's doubles as well. But yeah, there's male and female singles All-Ireland Championships.
Right, okay. And so are there mixed doubles as well?
Not really, no. They don't tend to do too many top-level mixed doubles.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's interesting. I didn't know that there was that handball centre was there beside Croke Park at all. Someone says, I'm from Wicklow town in the 60s. Remember playing in the local alley, which fell into disrepair. Recently, I've noticed someone is repairing it. Hopefully, the present youth of the town will start using it again. Well, you'd hope so, right? But of course, you have to build up that piece of hard skin on the base of your hand. Alil, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Alil Martin there, the director of Hit the Wall, which can be streamed now on the TG Cahir player.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.